The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
Welcome to the Rack Extra Reviews Timeless Edition right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay. We're back with Episode 7 of Timeless, Mrs. Sherlock Holmes, and oh my god! Oh my god.
I mean...
Bang, bang, bangity bang.
I said a bang, bang, bangity bang.
A bang, bang, bangity bang.
I said a bang, bang, bangity bang.
It's a premature bang, bang, bangity bang. There was no bang, bang, bangity
but-
bang.
It made it seem like it was a bang, bang, bangity bang.
It made it... How did it make it seem like it? She had her clothes on!
Hey, you've been inferring a lot of things about your ship. You've been inferring a lot. I inferred, okay?
Don't infer when clothes are on. They're pretty obvious when somebody bangs.
Wait. You've been inferring so much the last two episodes.
And I've been right, damn it!
Okay, so... You've been inferring the bang, bang, wanting the bang, bang, bangity bang with clothes on, you know.
And it was not. It was not a bang.
See, you built it up in my head as it was going to be a bang, bang, bangity bang.
It still could be. We have 3 episodes left, and God willing, we get a season 3, y'all. Hashtag save timeless. We're just starting it now. Because God damn it, NBC, I need a 3rd season of this.
So we
get it's full, getting really good.
So we get the full bang, bang. Bangity bang.
I need resolution between Garcia and Lucy. That has to happen because there's things going on there. There's things. And well, that's where the episode starts, is we see Lucy and Garcia in his room the next morning. They're joking and they're laughing, and she leaves his room, and Wyatt sees her leave, and he gets a little jealous.
Okay, so he thought it was bang, bang. Bangity bang.
Yes, he thought that's what it was.
See, so I was not the only one who went bang, bang, bangity bang.
Anyway, so afterwards, after Wyatt sees her leave his room, Garcia's room, Mike gets a touch jealous, and he kind of confronts Garcia, and he's basically like, stay away from her, leave her alone, you know, and Garcia's like, I'm sorry, is she your wife? Or is that the blonde chick that, you know, is down the hall?
And it was not just a touch, it was full on.
Yeah.
Let's be real, it was full-on jealousy.
Yeah, Wyatt's a little jealous, and Garcia's like, look, I'm gonna do what I want because you're married, and you can't have her, so peace! And like he does, he walks off. We also see Rufus and Gia struggling with the revelation that he's going to potentially die, and Rufus is trying to push Gia away, so when he dies, it's not as painful, and she's basically like, you know, look, that doesn't work, my dad did that, and Rufus has, like, an explosion where he's like, I'm not your dad. Stop comparing me to your dad. And so he walks off, or kind of storms off, and the group, as it were, minus, I think Garcia, I don't think he was there, are basically like, what's wrong with you? Why are you, you know, pissed off? And Rufus is like, I'm gonna die. And they get very confused. They're like, well, yeah, you know, we all are. And he's like, no, Gia has visions. And no, Garcia was there. Garcia was there because Garcia was like, wait, what? And they were all like, wait, what? You know, when Rufus tells them about Gia's visions.
Mm-hmm.
And Rufus is like, yeah, she had a vision where I die in like the 1800s. And there's knives and yellow teeth and spurs and all this stuff. And, you know, all her other visions have been true. And so he's kind of stressed about it. And they're like, well, you know, there have been plenty of other times that we've died or we could have died and it didn't happen. So, you know, I'm sure we can prevent this too. And Rufus is like, yeah, no, thanks guys. Appreciate it. But thanks. No, probably going to happen. And then we get the alarms. The mothership has jumped. Uh-oh. Where are we going now?
Oh no.
We are going to 1919 in New York.
Time to party like it's 19. Doesn't ring.
1919 was not fun.
No.
It didn't seem like it was fun, especially if you were a woman. Didn't seem like it was a lot of fun.
No, it really didn't.
So we're going to basically the day before Woodrow Wilson leaves to sign start the Geneva Conference not the Geneva Conference. Basically sign the Treaty of Versailles. That's what it is. He's getting ready to leave for Paris to sign the Treaty of Versailles. Whatever conference that was. I don't remember what it was. But
it doesn't matter at this point.
It doesn't matter. Anyway, that basically that treaty changes the whole world. And so they think that's what they're after. And then Lucy's like, no, no, that's not what they're after. You know, 1919, Alice Paul, who is a very famous suffragette and feminist, gives a speech that essentially persuades the president to change his mind on the 19th Amendment. She is the reason why, or is credited as the reason, one of the reasons why women have the right to vote. And so they realize very quickly that he's going after, or Rittenhouse is going after Alice Paul. We should note that before they jump in time, we jump over to Rittenhouse really quick, where Emma and Nicholas are in the new digs. It's a little rustic. He doesn't mind that. He hits on her. She flirts with him. Basically, he tells her that she's the only person he trusts, and he tells her to come back a little bit early, you know, safe and sound, and not to get in the dirty work because he wants her okay.
Bang, bang, bangity bang.
I said a bang, bang, bangity bang.
Yes, that's going to be a bang. Everybody's banging on this show. Yeah. It's fan service.
Reasons.
Reasons. Close quarters, what else can you do? So we jump to 1919. There's a little awkwardness between Wyatt and Flynn, naturally so, because of, you know, the bang that wasn't a bang, but Wyatt thinks is a bang. He doesn't want Flynn to come, and Christopher's like, he's back up, he's going, deal with it.
Like, he was so against him going.
Yeah, Wyatt did want him there. Wyatt doesn't want him there, because Garcia is a threat. And so they arrive at the hotel where Wilson is staying, and as they walk in the hotel, they hear gunshots. And they're like,
we're late. We're too late. Oh, no.
We're too late. Oh, crap. We screwed up. Oh, crap. Wilson's dead. And so they try to get information on what's happened. And because originally, I should say that they thought that Rittenhouse was going to assassinate Wilson. And then they figured out about Alice Paul. So anyway, Lucy tries to question a cop. The cop's like, sir, please control your wife. And Garcia's like, not it, but I'll play it. So he asks the question, you know, well, what's going on? And they basically say, oh, somebody shot the senator that was with the president, and the person's been arrested, and it was Alice Paul. And they all quickly ask Lucy, this is good, right? Nothing's going to change. It's like, yeah, no, senator didn't mean anything. He's expendable.
Like, I mean, he might have been important to somebody, but to this, no, no. He just, no. Sort of, he's just a dude.
He's not important to history.
He won't change the world.
It's fine.
It's fine. I mean, the poor soul just died randomly. I mean, okay, whatever. Yeah, he is expendable. All right, then we just move on.
Yeah, so we split up from there, and Wyatt and Lucy go to try and find Alice Paul, and Rufus and Garcia go off to find the sleeper agent. And Rufus has a newfound motto for these trips, thanks to Gia's vision, which is, I'm not going to die today, or I'm not going to die this trip.
So he feels he's untouchable.
He feels he's invincible because, you know, I'm not going to die, so it doesn't matter. You know, never mind, he could get maimed. He's not going to die. So it's fine. It's totally fine. So he goes off with Flynn because Flynn jokingly promises not to kill Rufus this trip. And Rufus is like, you know what? You're not. Let's go. It's just really awkward. So they go off together, and Lucy and Wyatt head to the police station where they try to find out about Alice Paul. They're denied entry because, you know, she shot a senator, or she's accused of shooting a senator and all. So Lucy has the brilliant idea to find the female Sherlock Holmes who happens to be in the building that day, and her name is Grace Humiston. She was a brilliant, brilliant lady who solved mainly murders, I should say, of women. Unsolved murders, missing cases, that kind of thing. She was not an official detective. She would have been in modern day, but she's not. And she's brilliant. She's a badass. And she's a pain in the ass. We're gonna lay that out. She and Lucy butt heads pretty much from the start.
Oh, God, do they ever.
It was fabulous, though.
Oh, it was fabulous, but the tension. The whole thing with a man is a dick measuring contest. This was a female dick measuring contest.
Pretty much.
Throughout the entire episode.
It was, I don't even know, a boob measuring contest? Is that a thing?
I don't know.
I would say something else, but this is, we're trying to keep this as PG-13 as possible.
I know what you
say.
Yeah, we'll stick with a boob. No, a rack. Measuring contest.
There we go. It's a rack measuring contest.
TM.
Ding. So they walk in and, you know, Lucy's all excited to meet her, and she basically looks at both of them and she's like, yeah, no, I don't take marital troubles or love or romance problem cases. And they're like, well, how do you know there's a problem? And she's like, you know, you're a soldier, and you guys, there's something going on between you two, and you're having an affair. Basically, she explains the entire situation more or less without knowing the nitty gritty details between Wyatt and Lucy. And they're like, how did you know that? And she's like, you carry yourself like a soldier. You're wearing a wedding ring. She's not. you're getting trying to get closer to her. She's trying to get away from you, and I'm betting she doesn't know about the wife.
Like, you guys are staying 10 feet apart, and everything. She nailed it perfectly within, what,
two seconds?
A minute of them meeting?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was pretty awesome. So they basically convince Grace to take them to see Alice Paul, because Lucy's like, she has to give this speech today. Because Alice conveniently gets arrested on the day that she's supposed to give the speech that will give women the right to vote. Oh, Nicholas, you jerk. So Grace takes them to meet Alice Paul, and Alice is like, I didn't do it, but, you know, the rally has to go on. We have to march on. You know, we have to keep going. She's a little firebrand, that one.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, well, you know, aren't you worried about what they're going to do to you in jail? And she's like, I don't care. I've gone through it all before. She's like, get a report. She's like, don't get the president here. Or don't get me out of here. Get the reporters in here so they can see what they're doing and how in the wrong they are. She's like, we'll change more hearts with that than we will anything else. And Lucy's like, don't know about that, but okay. So we go off and we go to the other dynamic duo, which is Garcia and Rufus. And basically, they're looking for the sleeper agent. They walk right into Alice's hotel room looking for evidence that the sleeper was there, or, you know, any idea of who the sleeper could be, because they don't know.
Right, and I think it was Rufus made a comment. What, back then we could just walk into a hotel, to a room and just, you know, search for evidence?
Walk into a crime scene, and you can just walk into a crime scene in 1919, and Garcia's like, don't ask, don't tell.
Ask for forgiveness later.
Yeah, right? And at that moment, a cop walks in, and he, you know, they're trying to tell him that they're Pinkertons, which led to, you guys are dicks?
Yep.
And Rufus is like, what? And Garcia's like, yes, we're detectives.
Always follow, keep the lie going.
Yeah. And the guy's like, yeah, no, I don't think so. And Garcia goes to reach for something, presumably his gun, because he has one this episode. And the cop's like, oh, no, you're not reaching anything. Put your hands up and turn around where I can see them. And so they turn around and, you know, the guy's got the gun pointed at Rufus. And Rufus is like,
shoot him. Do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
Rufus is like, flint him up. Do it. Take him out.
Do
your thing. And Flynn's like, what is wrong with you? And Rufus is like, he's not going to kill me. I'm not going to die here. Just do it. Just mess him up. And the guy actually cocks the gun. He's got it pointed at Rufus. He's yelling at Rufus. Rufus is yelling at Flynn. Flynn's like, what is wrong with you? Right when the cop's getting ready to fire the gun, boom, somebody shoots him from behind.
Who?
It's Emma?
What?
Evil pilot Emma has come to save the day?
But she's not a hero.
She's not a hero. She's with Rittenhouse. What's going on?
But she's a bad guy, and they're good guys. What's going on? Well, sort of. They're sort one of sort of good. Anyway, you get it.
We're on the cusp with Flynn. We haven't decided yet.
He is what in the wrestling business they call a tweener.
Yes, he's a tweener.
Whether he's a good guy or a bad guy, we don't know yet.
I feel like Wyatt's on the verge of being a tweener. I feel like really all of them are tweeners except for Rufus. Rufus is a straight baby face. Anyway, back to this. So Emma has saved Garcia and Rufus, and they're like, WTF? And she's like, yeah, so here's the deal. Rittenhouse is trying to take away women's right to vote. I have an issue with that. I'm not going to help them. One mission truce. I tell you who the sleeper is. We take the sleeper out and we go on our merry separate ways. Deal? And of course, they're like, well, why should we trust you? You know, you've screwed us over so many times. Why should we believe you? And she's like, really? I'm offering to help you, and you're pulling this.
You can't trust the bad guy. We know this. They will screw you over in the end. So you got to know why they're doing what they're doing.
Which we later get the explanation as to why they're doing what they're doing. Where basically she's like, look, my father was an abusive drunk. And my mother got us the hell away from him, and she made sure that I graduated in my top of my class at my schools. Rittenhouse came and found me. They recruited me because of everything that I was able to do and everything my mom did for me. She said, if the 19th Amendment does not happen, then we never get away from him, and we're trapped in that house with him forever. So she's doing it to save herself in the future, because she understands what the consequences of this are. Like, this is far more than anything else that they're doing. This is going to basically take women back to being property, and she's just not okay with that. And honestly, I can respect her for that.
Yeah.
It's like, of all the things you're going to send a woman to do, why in the hell would you send a woman to take away the 19th Amendment? She's not going to be okay with that. I don't know any women anywhere that would be like, oh yeah, I totally hate voting. I wish I couldn't.
I mean, there would be a few women like that.
Be a few, but I don't know many.
Not many.
So yeah, it's like Nicholas, you kind of screwed up. You sent the wrong person on this one.
Well, actually, he didn't. No, yeah, he technically did. It wasn't her he sent, but yeah.
Well, she has to pilot it. Basically, the instructions for her were, you pilot it, you drop the dude off, you activate the you let him activate the sleeper, and then you
come back. Right.
And you don't get in the fray. Well, she didn't really obey that.
No, she didn't listen.
She took him, she dropped him off, and then she went and screwed up all their plans. So, and she explains that to, and when she explains that to Rufus and Garcia, basically is like, okay, all right, I gotcha. Gives her a gun, and Rufus is like, great. Now both my enemies have guns, and I have nothing. Fantastic. This is going to be a wonderful trip. But he's not going to die today, so it's okay.
He's okay. He's good.
He's good. So we cut back over to Lucy and Wyatt, who are still trying to help out Alice Paul. We're still at the police station with Grace. And basically, Lucy and Wyatt sort of quasi start to have it out with each other. Where she's like, I'm not gonna get in between you and Jessica, no matter how much she tries. And she's like, you need to stop. And then he's like the really Flynn part, and she's like, and? Which was one of my favorite things. He's just like, really? Flynn? You slept with Flynn? And she's just standing there like, and?
And your point is what? What do you got to say about it?
Because she's like, you're married. What am I supposed to do?
We hooked up one time.
Yeah, she's like, I'm so brokenhearted over our one-night stand or one-night relationship. She's like, dude, I'm a grown woman. I can do what I want. And meanwhile, Grace is like, I really want to know what happened between you two the whole time. Because there's just so much tension between them, and she's picking up on it so heavily. And she's just like, what did you two do? The whole time, she's very confused. So anyway,
at one point she asks, are you guys Canadian?
That was the end.
That was the end? Okay.
That was the end. We'll get to that.
Okay.
So they head to the hotel where this all went down, and they question the one witness to the crime, who is wearing a very, very nice watch that a bellboy really shouldn't be able to afford in 1919, and Grace is able to deduce that the guy is making and dealing dope to the hotel, and because of that, he's making enough money that he can have a watch, and she explains all this to the guy, and she's like, so what the hell really happened? And the guy's like, well, somebody paid me $50 to lie and say that Alice shot the senator.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't know who the person was. So they go back to the police station to basically get Alice out because she's innocent, and they have the sworn statement or something to get her out, where they have the evidence to get her out. Because they have the note from the bellhop that basically was put in his drawer offering him the money and everything like that. And it's not Alice's handwriting.
Right. They have the evidence to free her.
Yes. So they go back to the jail. Grace demands to see Alice, and the officer's like, yeah, no, F off. He's like, the captain said no. And she's like, really? Well, you know, the captain also says that you're not supposed to drink on duty, but we should check your top right drawer. What do you think? And the cop's like, fine. And so they go into the cell, and Alice Paul is dead.
Dum, dum, dum.
And Lucy freaks out, because she's like, oh God, oh God, she's supposed to give that speech today, and now it's not going to happen, and women aren't going to get the right to vote, and oh God, what are we going to do? So Lucy and Wyatt and Grace head to the suffragette office, where they're preparing for the march, and they have to break the bad news, and of course everybody's like, what do we do? Should we call it off? And Lucy's like, no, we have to march. We have to do the thing. We have to do this. You don't understand. This has to happen today.
Today, like, at this exact moment, it has to happen.
She's like, Wilson's leaving town. He's not going to be back. It has to be today. This is our moment. And she's like, it's what Alice would want, is to keep going. And then they're like, well, we should do a silent march. We should do a vigil. And Lucy's like, no. We have to be noisy. And Grace asks for a vote. And for between silent vigil and noisy vigil, and everybody votes silent vigil, and Lucy's like, great, thanks for that. And she and Grace kind of butt heads, where basically Lucy tells Grace off. And she's like, you think you're so superior, and you feel like everybody should be in your place, but you're willing to do nothing to help them. You know, every day that, you know, you're in this place, another woman sacrifices something so you can be there, but you're not willing to make that sacrifice for somebody. And it kind of gets to Grace a little bit.
Yeah, it does.
Where it's like, God damn it, stand your ground and fight.
Stand up and fight. Stop fighting for the dead, fight for the living.
Yeah, because Alice is like, well, I'm doing what I can, you know, I'm investigating murders, and she's like, and what about all the women here? You're doing nothing to help them.
Right. You can't help the women who are dead. You gotta help the women who are alive to make a difference now, so these women can have a better future.
And Lucy basically says something to Grace that Grace had said to her earlier in the episode, which is either help us or get out of the way. So we get to the march.
Hurrah, Hurrah. Oh.
So the women are marching. They're marching silent. They're carrying signs. They're being cheered by men on the curb who are basically like, go home, go back to your children, take care of your houses, take care of your husbands, yada, 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 yada. And they're marching bravely, silently. And this is where everybody kind of comes back together. We see Emma walking through the march, looking for the sleeper. Lucy runs up into the march, and she's marching because basically she makes the decision. She's going to be the one to give the speech.
Yeah, there was an awkward moment between her and Wyatt where she stormed away about going to do the speech.
Well, that's where she and Wyatt have it out.
Yeah.
Where she's basically like, you've been given a second chance. I'm not getting in between that. And it's like, you know what? It was a one-night stand. I'm an adult. I'm going to get over it. But stop pretending like you're the victim in this because you're getting everything you want. And I'm getting the rug pulled out from under me again. So, like, you know, don't act like you're the victim here.
Right.
And she's like, again, it's like either help the problem or leave me alone. And I think that's when he did the whole Garcia thing. And she's just like, yeah, go away. So we have Lucy marching. We have Emma marching. Wyatt's watching Lucy from the curb. And Wyatt and Garcia and Rufus all run into each other. And they're basically, you know, explaining the situation with Emma and what's going on there. And Wyatt's like, really? You guys trusted her? And they're both kind of like, with what's going on? Yeah. Considering what she has to lose in this, what Lucy has to lose in this, yeah, we do. So we get to the pinnacle moment, and the boys have all agreed that this is going to get ugly, so they're prepared to step in if they need to. The march meets the police. Wilson is going into the hotel. He's on the stairs. The women and the police are crashing, or I should say clashing. The women are getting beat up by the cops. And Lucy goes to try and make the speech, and she's screaming, Mr. President, Mr. President, Mr. President, and he can't hear her. And she's screaming at the top of her lungs, and he can't hear her. And he's going inside, and all of a sudden, we hear Grace. And she's up on this wagon, and she's screaming over the crowd that this has to stop, that this is too much, that this needs to end. And she delivers this rousing speech about justice and how all the women deserve justice and how it's time for them to be able to vote. And the moment happens where Wilson, she gives this speech and it's stirring and it's rousing and Wilson tips his hat to her. So the moment happens and they succeed in that moment, but they almost didn't because, well, as Lucy's going to make the speech or she's trying to get there to make the speech, the sleeper finds her and gets hold of her and drags her into an alley and points a gun at her. And she's basically like, any final words for your mother? And Lucy was like, tell her I said go to hell. Just like, wow. And the woman goes to shoot her. And the gun doesn't fire. So Lucy quickly grabs the gun. There's a struggle between the two. And they realize Lucy, I think, either gets hold of the gun or the woman, basically pulls the trigger and it just click, 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 indicating the gun is empty. And she opens the gun and she's like, what the heck? And then we turn around and we see Grace standing behind them and she opens her hand with the bullets. And then Emma shows up and the sleeper's like, WTF. And Emma's like, yeah, change of plans. Bam.
Down she goes.
And that's when Emma looks at Lucy and she's like, all right, princess, go save history. Do it for the team.
And then that's where we get to the thing with the speech.
Yeah, that's where we get to the thing with the speech where she drags Grace off. And that, I guess that whole moment sort of like stirred Grace into action. So while we're in this fray, Rufus the Invincible and Garcia and Wyatt jump in with the cops, and they're beating up the cops, pulling them off the women, trying to help defend the women in the march, and Rufus gets into it with a cop, and he gets the crap kicked out of him, and Garcia pulls the cop off him at one moment, and Rufus is like, I had him! And Garcia's like, right, you had him. Sure, you had him. And as they're carrying Rufus off, where they get reunited with Lucy, and she's like, oh my god, what happened? And Rufus is like, yeah, I ran into the police. And Garcia's scolding him like, just because you're not going to die here doesn't mean they're going to pop your kneecaps off. What are you thinking, idiot?
Just because you're not supposedly not going to die there means you still could die there. Because just like things, she had visions that he dies. There's a clear vision of when he's dying, but at the same point, it's always bound to happen no matter what.
Yep, so it's like, don't tempt it, dude.
He's tempting fate.
Don't go there. She can get nasty when she wants to. So while all this is going on, there's not really much going on back at home base. Basically, Agent Christopher, Jessica, Gia, and Connor are looking at the Rittenhouse computers that were salvaged. And Connor's looking for a needle in a haystack, basically something that he can use to pull the data off the memory cards. and, or, well, they were using memory sticks.
They were finding, going through all of the rubble they were able to recover, and they were trying to find different things of what they could possibly find, and then they found a needle in the haystack.
They basically found something with data on it, which was like a, either, which looked like a memory card.
Looked like a hard drive. It's a hard drive. Mm-hmm. It was a gigabyte worth of hard drive that they were able to put the get back together.
That wasn't a hard drive, though. Okay, anyway.
Yeah, it was. It was sort of a hard drive.
It didn't look like a hard drive. It was a weird-looking hard drive. Anyway, so he's able to find the needle in the haystack, and he's all excited, and they plug it in, and he's like, wow, there's like a gig worth of data on this, which is not a huge amount of data, but he's like, he opens up Photoshop, and he's like, which, by the way, he was using an old version of Photoshop. Dude needs to update his stuff.
Okay, they're a little out of touch, you know?
That was like CS3, though!
Okay, calm down.
That's some old tech, man!
Calm down.
No! Absolutely not. Will not come down. Moving on. So he opens up the file and he's like, well, let's see what's on this. And they zoom back. And by the way, Jessica's not here for this, conveniently. But as Connor's zooming back, they zoom out. It's a picture. It's blurry. It unblurs. And there's Jessica.
But why?
Yeah, and Agent Christopher and Connor are both like, this isn't good.
Oh, no. But it's like, don't tell Wyatt. Don't tell anyone.
Yeah, let's just keep this between us for right now.
Till we figure out what it is and what it means.
Let's just
keep it to ourselves.
Our little secret. Let's keep it to ourselves. So, back in time, our heroes have gotten away from the march, and they're going back to the mothership, and Grace shows up, and they congratulate her on the speech, and basically Grace and Lucy make peace. And she's like, I'd still like to know what went on between you two, because you two are so odd. And then she's like, you're Canadians? And they're like, no.
Not quite.
And basically they're like, how did you get out of jail? And she's like, well, if they ever wanted my help again, they'd have to let me out. Mm-hmm. So, it's like, okay. Fair point. So Grace's parting words to them are, I'll figure out what's going on between you two. And Lucy's like, I'm sure you will. And then they all head back to the present where Jessica is waiting. She runs into Wyatt's arms. She gives him a big kiss right in front of Lucy. And Lucy's like, awkward.
Yeah, it was awkward.
It was super awkward. Lucy gets off the time machine. She looks at Agent Christopher and she's like, who did you vote for?
Hillary.
And they're like, who's the president? And they're like, Trump? And Lucy's like, well, they're like, was that supposed to happen? And Lucy's like, well, if it wasn't, it wasn't us.
I mean, if you're not taking a shot somewhere.
Actually, because they hadn't said who the president was, I really kind of wanted, halfway wanted that Rittenhouse's plan partially works and Trump becoming president was part of Rittenhouse's plan.
If this whole thing works out that this is all part of a secret plan that is based off a TV show that we're all now currently living in, that they went back in time to make all these changes happen, so Trump is our president, we're going to have a conversation.
We're going to have a talk. We're still going to have a talk. But speaking of talks, Emma's back with Nicholas, and she basically puts the whole thing on Garcia Flynn. She's like, yeah, Garcia got to the sleeper before I did, or before we could, and he stopped us, and da-da-da-da-da. And she's like, I would have helped, but you told me to come back. And it's kind of an awkward moment, because you can tell Nicholas is using her for something, but you're not quite sure what. And she's keeping him at arm's length. Like, she knows there's something going on with him. So it's this really sort of awkward moment where they kiss with each other, where it's like it's supposed to be this, you know, lover's tryst kind of moment, and it's just really awkward because neither of them trust each other. So there's the bang, bang, bangity bang of the show right there, though I'm sure it was very awkward.
Bang, bangity bang.
I said a bang, bang, bangity bang.
A bang, bang, bangity bang.
I said a bang, bang, bangity bang.
And well, last but certainly not least, we have the final fallout between Lucy and Wyatt, where Lucy tells Wyatt, for the last time, you know, what happened with Jessica, it's a miracle, and I'm not getting in between that. You have a second chance, you need to seize it, and you need to get over it. And this is where Wyatt finds out that Lucy and Garcia did not bang, that they were just up talking all night, but that she's a grown woman, she's an adult, and she gets to do what she wants, and Wyatt does not get a say in that. And that's pretty much where they kind of leave it. But she tells Wyatt, basically, STFU, get over it. And that's it for this episode. But, ooh, Jessica in the Rittenhouse files. Ooh, that's interesting.
Something's up there.
My goodness. Well, I mean, we've had our theories about Jessica and what went on there in terms of her coming back. I have a really funny feeling we may hear more on that. That's not what we all think that is. Pretty sure.
We think.
Need to see next episode before I spill my theory to the world.
So, cliffhanger then.
Cliffhanger. Dun dun dun!
Make sure you follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Rack Radio Show, RackRadioShow.com. Check out the Rack Extra Reviews, The Royal. Check out the Rack Extra Reviews books or wrestling. And check out the live edition of the Rack every Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com, at WildTalkRadio, Facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork.
You can follow me on Twitter, at LensWard, LNSWRD. Go to my website, psychwardesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at Behance.net/LensWard, same as the Twitters. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. This has been the Rack Extra Reviews Timeless Edition right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be back next week with Episode 8, The Day Reagan Was Shot. Don't want to miss it. Till then, bye!